become free. Umuta bo miyad, and you're allowed to live with her right away. You see, according to Roshim and Elazar, that once you're an Eved or a Shivcha, you do not need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So it's going to sound like you never need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, according to Rabbi Shimon. There's a way to make a Goyish Jew without a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That means first force them to become an Eved Kenani or a Shivcha Kenanis. And once they're Mekabel to be a Shivcha, then you could free them and become a Jew without Kabbalah's or mitzvahs. So that's the kashya. So the Mela, if you need a new Kabbalah's mitzvah when you're Meshacha, you're Eved, that's telling this Machlokes, the Tanakam holds you do. And the Rav Shimon says, but Rav Shimon Elazar holds you don't have to. Yomutu b'miyah. So Moros Rashi is Tap Rashi. Alma, what do we see? The Rav Shimon Eved ain't Tzorach L'Kabbal b'shas Tfilo Shichro. And Eved does not have to accept upon himself mitzvah b'shas to become freed. Ule Rabbonin, Lehevi Takanta b'ochi, Sova Tzorach L'Kabbal. The Rabbanim say, no, you do have to mekabel a new time mitzvahs, b'shas should become free. So Moros says, oh my Rav, Rav is like this, my time with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? The Pasuk says, kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. So dash like this, Eved Ish v'lo Yeved Isha. An Eved that belongs to a man, and not an Eved that belongs to Isha. So Rashi says, b'tzvil, this is like a kasha. The Isha shekonsa avodim, like, why can't Nisha buy an Eved Kenani? What does the pasuk mean to say? The pasuk means like this: Eved Ish Atomal Bakorchoi. If you have an Eved Kenani, you can be Malim Bakorchoi. V'Atomal Ben Ish Bakorchoi. But if he's not an Eved, you can't force him to become a Jew. So that's from Shimon's Chiddush here, that if you're an Eved already, you could force him to become free. He does not have need of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Mashenk and a regular guy, you cannot force him to become a Jew. The more of Rabbonin, Omer Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin's pshat here? Rabbonin, Omer Ula, that Kishem Shia Tomal, Ben Nishba Korkoi, the same way regular guy, you can't take him and force him to become a Jew. If he's not Mekabel Mitzvah, you can't force him to make a Mila. Ein mal iato mal benish bakorchei. Kach the same halacha the Rabbanan hold is iato mal evedish bakorchei. The same thing about the Eved Kenani. And now you want to make him a mila to make him into a Jew. You can't do it bakorchei. It has to be a kabbalah hamitzvah. Rashi says Rabbanan kishem shein ato mal benish bakorchei to leik siblish is kach iato mal or milsa biyalmi. Well, no, yakesh is not really yakesh. This is what the pasuk means to say. The same way you might have a regular son, or a regular person. Who are din liyevanami? They megayrin ben das elam ritzonai. There's no din gerus to force a person to become a Jew. It's only if he wants to and is mekabel upon himself gerus, kabel upon himself mitzvahs. But even if you have an eved kenani, you cannot force him to become free to become a Jew. For the Gemara, according to Rabbanan Elo, the Yellow Aksiv Kol Evedish, I the Pasuk says Evedish, Mashmid is a special din about an Evedish, and the Gemara, Humi Boyle look at the Shmuel. This Pasuk of Evedish, we need for Shmuel's halacha. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says like this, Hamaf Gir Avdoi, if somebody has an Eved Kenani, and he just mafkir him, he makes him hefker, says whoever wants him can have him, like I'm freeing him, where hefker is Yotzel Acheris. Shmuel's din is, that's also a cheris. The Eved goes out free. And in such a case, the Yain Tzara gets shichur. He does not have to have a special get, a special document from his master saying he's freeing him. A regular Eved Kenani needs to get shichur. If the master wants to free him, he has to give him a get, shichur. But if the Adon is mafkir him, makes him hefker, he doesn't have to. Shinam the Apostle says, call Eved Ish, Miknas Kesef. That means Eved Ish, like what's the the Pasuk? Does it mean only an Eved of an Ish and not an Eved of an Ish? Like why not? Why can't an Ish have an Eved? Elo, the Pasuk means like this. Eved sheyesh lo rishus the rabbi yolov kor yov Eved. If an Eved still has a master, then he's called an Eved. In other words, if the master did not master him, didn't set him like free, he's still called an Eved. But v'shein rishus the rabbi yolov, for the case where the Odin was mafkirim, gave up his rights to use him. The master has no more rights over the Eved, even though that's only a dinim mumnis. You can only be mafkir your dinim mumnis here, the rights to use him as mumin. Still, the din is ain't kari Eved. He's not called your Eved even for Yisurim. That's Shmuel's halacha. that once you mafka your Rebbe, you have no rights to use the mamnas of him, hu adin, you have no dini surim on him anymore. And automatically he becomes a ben churn, becomes a free person. That's this pasuk. Eved ish, and not an eved that doesn't have a nester. But if you want to be Mizgayrim, Avad, he only becomes a ger, he only becomes, even the Tevichrani, he only becomes a Jew if he's makabel upon himself mitzvahs. But you can't force him to become a Jew. Maske below Rapapa. Papa asks a question like this. Ey, Madishamadul Rabbonin, when do you see the svara for the Rabbonin over here? The Rashi says, the pligi of Rab Shimon Lehebet Akanto, that the Rabbonin say you can't force an Ever to become a Jew. That's only be a fast toyer. It's only the pasuk here of Yefas Toyer. So Rashi says, Lo Shaycha B'Mitzvahs. She's not Shaycha B'Mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Lo Shaycha B'Mitzvahs. She has nothing to do with Mitzvahs yet. But Yefas Toyer means time you went to fight against the Goyim, and you saw a pretty Shiksa there, and you want her. So the whole pasuk of Yefas Toyer. But right now she's a total Shiksa. She has no Mitzvahs at all. Therefore you can't force her to become a Jew. Avol Eved, Mashenken, if you have already an Eved Kenani, the Shaycha B'Mitzvahs, he has already Mitzvahs. An Eved Kenani has that locha like an Isha. Rashi says, Avol Eved, Shesho Etzloi Kama Yom, he lived with you already. V'ni Yigol of Mitzvahs and Angus be Eved. Mishamat Lo, the Sarach L'Kabal. If an Eved Kenani, like, is doing the Mitzvahs he's supposed to do, and now you want to free him, did you ever hear, you have to have a new Kabbalah? Of course not, like he's a Jew already. So where's the Sarach Inami? The Yafilo Rabbanan Maida. But maybe here the Rabbanan do agree that you're allowed to take your Eved Kenani and free him, and automatically he becomes a Jew. You don't need a new Kabbalah. Titania will end like this. Echad ger, v'echad lekeach Eved minadik achovim, tzorach lekabal. When do you need a Kabbalah's ger with a Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Only a regular ger, a regular guy, or else if you buy an Eved off a guy. So since the Eved had no mitzvahs yet, he belonged to a guy, so now when the Jew buys him, he has to be mekabel upon himself to mekabel mitzvahs. It's a diya called a keich mi Yisrael. But mashma, if you buy an Eved Kenani off a Jew, that the Eved Kenani has a din like an ishi, has mechuyev the mitzvahs already, a tzorach lekabel, you do not have to be mekabel to make him a new kabbalas mitzvahs. So the churmani, who does this price go like? Ir Rav Shimon ben Elazar, ha'amal lo keich min avik chavim, nami ain't tzorach lekabel. Shimon ben Elazar says, no, even when you buy an Eved off a guy, you could force him to become a Jew. You could force a guy to become a Jew. So who does this price go like? Elo lav Rabban, who is going according to Rabbanin Shita. Who shmamino, you see from the Rabbanin, till okeach minoivi kechavim, tzaruch lekabel. You see there's a difference. When the Rabbanin say you can't force a guy to become a Jew, that's if he has no mitzvahs yet. He was an eved by a guy. He's a total guy. Now if a Jew buys him, you want to make him into a Jew, you have to have a kabbalah some mitzvahs. You have to accept him ritzaynai. But if you buy an Eved Kenani that was by Yisrael already, a Tzorach LeKabel. Once he already has a din of an Eved Kenani, now when he becomes free, he does not need a new Kabbalah or mitzvahs. The din of an Eved Kenani alone is enough to make him into a Jew. The Mar of Yael Akashi has said that as Akashi had din before, says Echad Ger V'Echad Eved Meshuchar. It's Shver, before it says Echad Ger V'Echad Eved Meshuchar, both have the same halacha. And we thought it means they both need a Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So you see, just like a regular Ger needs a Kabbalah Samitzvahs, who was in an Eved also needs a Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So Mar says, Kitanya Hilinyan Tfilah, no. That price only means to say the two are alike, that they both need Tfilah. A Ger needs Tfilah, and who was in an Eved Kenani, like Tosfos Mevarech before, when an Eved Kenani wants to become free, he needs another Tfilah. But a Kabbalah Samitzvahs he does not need. Tanya, we learn like this. Kitani linyan tefillah Tanya. We learned that Tzushtel, the Dumyan, they were like the Ger and the Eved Meshuchar, only the Ger Tzuchas Tefillah. But not the Ger to Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Trashi, Sheshneim Shavim Betfillah, Shetzrichel Nitzvah, Kishaboyim Lechal Yisrael Gomer. Av linyan Kabbalah Lehushvu, the Eved Eid Sorkle Kabbalah Beshas Tefillah Shichru. An Eved Kenani does not need a new Kabbalah Beshas he becomes freed. It's enough to Kabbalah he had at the beginning when he first became an Eved Kenani. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbanan says like this. In the Pasha of Yefas Toyer, it says like this. The Gilchas Rosha, she has to cut off her hair. The Yosef says Tipanel, she has to make her nails. So Reb Lezer Weimer, Tikots. That means let them grow long. Also, Tipanel doesn't mean she cuts off her nails. It means let her nails grow long, it makes her look ugly. There is this, you fast tell you the Torah says for 30 days, let her cry and let her look ugly, that maybe the Jew will change his mind and won't want to marry her. Rabbi Kiva says, Tagdil. Don't forget, Rabbi Lezer says, Tukis, it means cut it off. Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tagdil means let the nails grow long. So Amr Rabbi Lezer, Nemra Siya Brush, Rabbi Lezer's sheet 3 is the what she has to cut her nails, because then it says, I see a brush, making it here, and, but Nemra Siya Batsipanayan, making the nails. Malal and Havar, just like by the hair, the Gilchas Rosha, it means cut a shave off a hair, is Afka and Havar, here also by the nails, means we have to tell it to cut her nails. We have to keep it lame and know, Nemarasiya Barosh, Venemarasiya Batsipanayan, Malal and Nivul, Afka Nivul, just like by the head, it means to cut off a hair, to make her not look nice, who are doing by the nails also, it means that she not look nice, that means to let it grow long, that's the Nivul. That's what Rabbi Kiva says it means she has to let her hair and the nails grow long. For Raila Dabba, what's the Raya for this? For Raila Dibra Rabbi Lezer, for Raya to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that he says what? She has to cut her nails. The Pasuk says, when the Pipaishas ben Shol Yorad Likras Amelech, Lo Yosa Raglov, Lo Yosa Svamov. Maasi, what does it mean here, Avara? Lo Yosa Raglov means Rashi Lo Kotsa Siponi Raglov. He did not cut off his nails. So mashma also means the lesson of cutting off your nails. So that's Rabbi Lezer Shita, that she has to cut off her nails. These 30 days, we make her cut off her nails. Son of Rabban, right, says like this. The pasuk says, we let her sit and cry for her mother and for her father.